Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice, how are you?
I'm very well, Gung Hee Fa Choi, and happy Lunar New Year to you, Rachel and Zoe.
Happy Lunar New Year to you too, Alice. How's it been going so far?
I mean, look, the whole principle is that we don't clean for the 15 days. We don't wash our hair. We have to wear red undies every day and eat good food. So far, so good.
Nice. Excellent. That is very, very cool. Have you been eating some good kai thus far? What's been the highlight?
Well, last night I tried to. So tonight I'm hosting a flat kind of Chinese New Year dinner. And I always accompany with a banger cocktail. And last night I was experimenting with the Johnny Walker green tea, for those of you in the know, and it tasted disgusting.
Oh no. It's one of those things that I think I would assume tastes disgusting, but if you told me, nah, it's a thing, I'd believe you. But
I mean, it's something to do with the bitterness of it all and the sort of peaty, well, Johnny Walker's not particularly peaty, but you know, like it's sort of, it doesn't quite hit the mark, but it does feel like a shit drink you drink at karaoke out of a bucket at like 4 a.m.
Oh my
God. So look, I'll refine the recipe, and maybe over the next 2 weeks that Chinese New Year's happening, I can share the recipe with you guys.
Yes, so please. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Besides Chinese New Year, there is, I mean, not a lot happening in the theatre world at the moment. For the obvious reasons, it's a bit of a back to where we were before kind of a time. What's been the vibe amongst your friends, amongst your community? It's been a bit gnarly out there.
Yeah, it is tricky, you know, because the red alert level, traffic light system probably didn't take into consideration the highly contagious and therefore exercise with great caution kind of vibe that we're going for with events at the moment. So, you know, you've got places like Basement and Q Theatre in Auckland who have had prepared quite extensively for distancing their audiences and having reduced audiences. But still, some artists have decided to exercise further caution and actually have to postpone or, in some cases, cancel their show. And it's a real heartache because, you know, here's a working theory I have. Some artists, presenting artists, don't want to deal with the paperwork of cancellation because, honestly, it's a bloody nightmare from a contractual perspective and also just from, you know, there's a lot of paperwork to do. So they're kind of caught in this loop of postponement. So I've heard of friends and fellow colleagues who have postponed their show 3 times and counting. So big sad for a lot of our practitioners here, particularly in Tamaki Makaurau, where we're being extra diligent with our public health and safety precautions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, also having said that, there are shows that are going ahead and are going ahead with all of the support that you could probably throw at something like this. So I know the Stop Kiss crew, who have actually postponed a few times, are going ahead on Pitt Street. We're going to be talking to their crew in a couple of weeks' time.
Awesome.
I think at the Basement, just keep an eye out for what's on there, because Brinley Stent was on this week. She's decided to cancel her season, but there may be stuff happening in the studio as well. So all in all, there's stuff happening and not happening. I'd say don't assume that it's been cancelled. It's always good to double check on those things. The other thing is some artists are, of course, taking it day by day, which is bloody stressful.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, taking it day by day, because they're just sort of, there's lots of things, lots of moving parts to consider.
Yeah.
For those artists, I guess, who are dealing with cancellations and postponements, really good to remind everyone out there that the Ministry of Culture and Heritage do have the Arts and Culture Event Support Scheme. It's just about giving you a little backing to be able to support artists who have lost gigs, and it recovers what I think they say unrecoverable costs is the kind of wording around it. But one thing I just wanted to say of note, if you contracted artists within your event to do the gig, and within your contract or your memorandum of understanding or whatever kind of understanding you had, is that they would get paid out regardless of whether the event went on or not, that is an unrecoverable cost and you should be able to have those fees covered.
Awesome.
So if you are an event organizer or producer, keep that stuff in your budget, because you should be paying out your artists. And if you're an artist, feel confidence, I would say, to talk to their event's promoter or producer about getting a payment, if not a part payment,
totally.
Which might cover some of your input and in preparation. So yeah, so just wanted to remind that that's there. And of course, you know, it's a little bit of a minefield. It can be a bit of a minefield with filling out bits and pieces online with this stuff. I know it's a real headache to do it, on top of the emotional labour of having to deal with cancelling a show. And I've been saying to people, look, if you want some help, please reach out to myself. You can find me on social media. I'm more than happy to help, either if it's from a budgetary perspective or just to be your cheerleader.
You rock, Alice.
We love to be a cheerleader.
You are an excellent cheerleader as well, it has to be said.
Hey, we've got to gas up our friends, because artists and theatre people and performance people are extraordinary, and it's extraordinary times. So I guess the other thing I wanted to mention this week is there is a new fund that Creative New Zealand have put out. Now, of course, this isn't just exclusive to theatre. I know this is stage direction, but sometimes I feel like I'm really speaking to live arts, live performance,
Interdisc.
Can we call it stage direction, interdisc?
Yes. We'll change the stings.
Yeah, gorgeous. Gorgeous. Don't know how much it's going to cost you. So, Asian Arts Fund is a new fund which Foundation North and Creative New Zealand are collabing on. Isn't it cute when the funding people just like to collab? It's cute as. So basically the fund is about supporting Asian artists work with, for and by Asian practitioners, which is like a little bit vague because even the notion of Asian is a little bit is up for debate in terms of what that kind of diasporic community that covers. But in essence, it's really bloody cool because if you are in Auckland or Northland, there is an opportunity for you to apply for funding, and it can cover a real broad range of things. It could be about developing work, presenting work, or developing communities through art practice. So I just wanted to put that out there because it is open now. It closes, I think, early March, late Feb. For anyone that would be wanting to apply, I would say get in touch with Creative New Zealand or Foundation North. They've got quite an extensive frequently asked question kind of jam going on their website.
That so that's always a good geeze at that myself. It has got actually quite a lot of useful frequently asked questions on there.
Absolutely. And it's great because actually it's a really good place to start if you're going, is a project that I'm doing going to be able to be covered in that? Just as a disclaimer, I'm not an agent for Foundation North, Creative New Zealand or the Ministry of Culture Heritage.
No.
But I am an agent for people finding opportunities to be supported in their practice. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm not getting sort of like paid. Although, look, MOCH, if you want to come through, I can DM you my bank account details because I would be more than happy to be an agent.
Yes.
For good, of course.
Exactly. You are truly an agent for good, Alice. We will also pop the links to those funds and the information about them in the podcast after the show for anyone who's listening and freaking out because they haven't written it down fast enough. We'll stick it all up there for you, don't you worry, so you can find a nice, easy link to click on there. Is there anything else that you've got your eye on, Alice, or things that are getting you through this sort of weird bit that we're going into?
To be honest, I'm probably putting a lot of my energy in just in checking in on our mates, right?
Yeah.
Having some rough times at the moment. It's I'm being a bit chipper, but it is a tremendously distressing time at the moment.
It's hard out, yeah.
So I just, you know, reach out to your mates, offer to buy them a virtual or an wine, beer, coffee, hug, etc. Because it is probably good just to check in where people are at. Some people will just not know, and maybe it's not about going, hey, do you want to talk about this show that you just cancelled, but just going, oi, if you need to chat. Or I mean, this is so I'm preaching to the choir here, but always good to check in on our performance folk, and really big love to all the venues right now that are doing it rough.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much, Alice. It's always an absolute pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week. Keen to hear how your cocktail development is going. But until then, take care and we'll talk very soon.
Good. gorgeous. Thanks, team.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Cantle.